Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, E Momo Lava Pikia Peti Tato Tamana Italangi Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mukitato Uma. Mateola Matema Alohi Kumawe Kitato, Tokatino in Tato Tamahaina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Talo Falava, and once again, welcome. This is a most beautiful morning. I can again look out the window, and the leaves are swaying, but not very strong. It's rather warm this morning. But before we continue on with our program this morning, as we normally do, let us start our program with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank you so very much, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We are reminded, Lord, of the many people that didn't wake up. And we also understand and know that tonight will be somebody's last good night. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity where we can have this program, and we give all glory to you. Be with our speaker today, Joselina Selimaka, Lord, and bless her mightily with the work that she is doing in the community in serving you. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. Alofa Teama. Jocelina Silimaka, Executive Assistant Manager for the Pacific Health Division in Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board. Teama and our Pacific Health partner, Waitemata, Auckland District Health Board, are proud to work together. And this is Falipuka, your host for today. And I am so privileged to introduce to you our beautiful Jocelina Silimaka. She is the Executive Assistant Manager since 2014 for the Pacific Health Division in Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board. As our very special guest speaker this morning, Jocelina is the Project Manager for the Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board Annual Pacific Week, as well as managing the administration of the Pacific Health Division. She is also a busy mom and massive support for the Niue and Oceania tag team. She has almost completed her postgraduate diploma in business administration and management in Māori development end of March 2019, acquiring an acute awareness of tikanga in business, which resonates with her being a proud Niuean and Samoan woman. Her humility, respect, and getting stuck into business has shaped her as a highly credible executive assistant and is hugely appreciated in our Pacific health community. Jocelina will also share about her role and Pacific Week. Welcome and whakalofalahiatu, Jocelina, on behalf of Te Ama. Thank you so much.
Whakalofalahiatu.
How are you this morning, Jocelina?
Very good, thank you.
And I wish my beautiful listeners can actually see you this morning. You know, my listeners, I do have many beautiful and handsome guest speakers. They come into the studio, and she is in the studio with me right now. And she's looking beautiful. She's looking yum, as we said, that she's a busy mom and a massive support for the Niuean and Oceania tag team. So, Jocelina, for the sake of our listeners, can you please tell us a little bit about your background? Where were you born?
So I was born and raised in Auckland, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. And where your parents from? As our listeners know, that you are Pacific Islanders. So you're from beautiful...
The island of Niue.
Oh, wow. Is that the paradise? Yeah.
The rock.
The rock, right.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. And so, yeah, tell us a bit more about that. You were born here in New Zealand, and can you remember the first day you went to school?
Slightly, not too much. I attended, Mount Albert Primary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mount Albert Primary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did you like that first day of school, or... Did you want to go back home with mummy?
I think I wanted to go back home. So, no, not too much. It's not a vivid memory of mine, but I know that I had quite a few family members there with me, so I'm sure I was fine for that first day.
Yes, yes. Yes. So, after that first day and after primary school, you went up to... standards, is that what we call it in those days?
Mm.
And did you start to enjoy school then?
I did. I gained a few more friends. I thoroughly enjoyed being with my friends and family. I had a lot of family members there. Yeah. Which was helpful for me.
Yes.
Throughout every year up into college.
Right. And so your parents and siblings are still here? Are they all here in New Zealand?
My parents, yes. My father and my mother are still alive, thank God. And my sibling lives in Australia. And then I've got two half-brothers who live here in Auckland. Yeah.
Right. So it's nice to be close to siblings, isn't it?
Yes.
And okay then, thank you for... your liking and enjoyed school after your first day. That was really good. And mum and dad are still around. Is there anything that you like, that you remember with regards to your upbringing, your parents?
My mother is a strong influence in my life.
Mm.
And so I thank and praise God for that, for allowing me to be here and share this with you, and also well to be blessed with my loving family to be around. And also my grandmother, Mulifai Selimaka, is also a great spiritual example to me and my family, which I really appreciate. She lived to the age of 100 years old, so I was blessed to be around her for those years. Yes, and my mother's a great inspiring woman who is a hard worker, which I've tried to follow.
Yes, they do, don't they? They always bring us up and reminding us of have God in our lives.
Yes. So God is a very important part of our life. And like I said earlier, that Nana Mulifai was a very strong spiritual woman and influenced us to be following her footsteps. Yeah.
So. And she, your grandmother lived 100 years?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. She passed away, what have been 10 years now? Yeah.
So what was it like, having a grandmother that you could be around her that lived 100 years?
You cherish every moment. Yeah. When they get to those older stages where they can't see and can't walk around often, but being in their presence, you feel that love. And to me, when I get a feeling when they pass away, that when people pass away, a word pops in mind. And for her, it was angel.
Yes.
So she, yeah. I know she's up there watching.
Yeah. What an amazing experience, you know, to have. So how was she a great-great-great-grandmother?
So she was a grandmother that adopted my mother and many more children. Yeah, so she practically raised my mum. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So now, with your first employment, can you remember that day?
It would have been when I was at the age of, I think, 12, 13. I worked in the factory with my mother during the school holidays.
Yes.
And then I also, I tried to carry on two jobs during the school holidays. For Datacom and program modems at the age of 13. So during school holidays, I'll go to my two jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's interesting then, at such a young age.
Wow.
And you worked with mum.
Yeah, mum and dad. So mum, dad worked at Datacom and mother worked in the factory.
And now it says here that you were busy mum, so you're now... busy with the children, the husband, and work.
Yes, I have three lovely children. The eldest, Triniqua, the second, Trelik, who is 10, and Jovan, who has just turned 5 and started school this year. They keep me on their toes, and I appreciate them and very much.
Would you like to shout out to your husband and your children?
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Hello to Triniqua, Trelik and Jovan, although you're at school, and also to my partner, Tumanako, or Nux, who is at work.
Oh, very nice. And while you're at it, would you like to shout out to Pulotu and your team there?
Ah, yes. Hello, everyone in Pacific Health, and especially Pulotu, Panina, Abel, and Toliana and Malcolm and everyone else in our team. Howdy!
Howdy! Now, you almost complete your postgraduate diploma in business administration and management in Māori development, which is almost here at the end of March.
Yes.
Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's been a long journey. It's been 2 years part-time study. As well as work and family life. It's always a juggle. But I appreciate the supports I've had around me in terms of the health board, Pulotu, and my family. On my last paper, and I'd also like to acknowledge all the people that are at university that have supported me throughout this journey as well. So that's been a tough journey, but I'm nearly there, so I'm very, very happy to nearly complete this.
Yeah, that sounds really good, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
As we say that you've been a busy mum, do you have time for yourself? What I'm trying to say, do you have sports or...
We've just recently come back from the... we came back from the World Cup in... the Tag World Cup in December, so that was the only time I committed to playing something. And... it was a good experience being able to play with people that are like-minded to enjoy the sport and as well as play alongside family. So I quite enjoyed that. And coming back from that, I've actually given a break to focus on study and finish off this last paper that I've got. Yeah.
So apart from that, you have three children, your partner, and how do you maintain your well-being? I say this because all my listeners, you know, she looks so beautiful. She still looks young, even after having three children. So what's the secret?
Go for a massage.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's pamper yourself.
Yes, pamper yourself. Look after yourself. Take time to breathe and reflect on what you need to do. Oh, it's so busy. I just have only time to reflect and focus on what's next.
Yes. Well, Joselina, you've been in this role, the Executive Assistant Manager for the Pacific Health Division in Waitemata in Auckland Dixie Health Board. It sounds very, very full-on type of role since 2014. So... would you like to explain to us your busy role as you do it daily?
Okay. So I work with Polotu, who is my general manager of Pacific Health, and then I also service the executive team within the Pacific Health team, and then also try to help those within the community in terms of what they need and stuff when they go through Polotu to come through to me and what I need to do. So it's very busy some days, and it's very cool. I say it's very busy most days.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen you very busy, and also you look after the team of Kaumatuas.
Oh, yes, the Matua Advisory Council. Yes, yeah. We have that within the DHB, who are a group of Matuas who... culturally support those within the hospital, and culturally guiding everyone that are non-Pacific and don't understand the Pacific way. So they are very vital parts within the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah.
As I attended your meeting for the Pacific Week that you preparationed since last year, you know, your representatives and so the Matuas, they were there. It was a privilege for me to meet them as well. And so you do have quite a full-on responsibilities and task with regards to looking after the, you know, our communities, you know, Pacific Health community. So at this time, would you like to start talking about the Pacific Week that is coming up?
Oh, okay. We have run this event for at least 5 years. It's been operating within the two DHB sites, Waitemata District Health Board and Auckland District Health Board. The dates for this year, so the theme is Moana People Today. And basically focusing on sustainability and the environment. And so, yes, these are very important things within the Pacific nation and as well as the world. So we'd like to focus our event on this topic. So Moana People Today. So we know that our people were voyagers. So focusing on sustainability and the environment, we look back at our ancestors who were voyagers and deeply knowledgeable of their environment and navigators of the Moana. It is the ocean that connects our islands in the Pacific when there is water, there is life and healthy people. So the weekly program will focus on those things and how they understand each of their sessions to relate to those our narrative. So the dates of Waitemata District Health Board starts next week from 18th of March through to the 22nd of March between the Waitakere and North Shore Hospital sites. Then we have the Auckland District Health Board, Moana People Today Pacific Week, starting from Monday 1st of April to 5th of April, and that will go between Greenland Clinical Centre and Auckland City Hospital. We've got community events that we welcome you to attend as well, which will be for Waitemata District Health Board. We've got a community event at Onepotal Primary starting from 3:30 to 6, and that's at 31 Fraser Road, Fraser Ave in Northcote. So their focus is on the healthy child. Then we also got the Shared Vision on Friday the 22nd of March at the Te Pai Netball Court. So this is a shared event with Shared Vision and Waitemata District Health Board Pacific Week team. And basically it's just a fun event, fun community event focused on health and wellness, and with a netball competition run throughout that morning. So, yeah, you're welcome to join us if you want to. And if you want to find out more information, then just contact me. And I can send this information through to you with dates and times.
Good. Would you like to give your contact details?
Sure.
Either email or...
Jocelina, Josilina, Josilina, M for Mary, a.k.a., at waitemata.dhb.govt.nz.
Thank you. You've been listening to Jocelina Silimaka, Executive Assistant Manager for the Pacific Health Division in Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board. We're going to go for our first break. We'll be right back. Te ama.
When I pause to pray, I enter.
And welcome back to all our beautiful listeners. And you have been listening to Joselina Silimaka, who is the Executive Assistant Manager for the Pacific Health Division in Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board. You know, I was just talking with Joselina here in the studio right now. I'm actually quite touched the fact that she had time with her grandmother who lived 100 years old. I haven't met anyone that I have known with a grandmother or a mother have lived to 100 years, and who now I can look at Joselina, all that, what she learned from her grandmother, and that character that she has received from grandmother, and the beautiful memory of her grandmother. She said every time she thinks of her, she thinks of her as an angel. So, Fakalofalahiatu, and welcome back, Joselina.
Thank you very much, Fali. So, just talking earlier, we were just saying that it's my first time on air, so I was a bit nervous to share and be able to speak, so, but I'm happy to be here and share and speak about my life and Pacific Week event. Yeah.
Yes, yes. In a way that as a Pacific Island woman, and we are, what is put into our lives from our parents, our grandparents, now that I have met you, who had the privilege and the blessings of having a grandmother that lived to 100 years, it has contributed to the character that we have today and to who we are today. It was all from those upbringing that we've had, especially the spiritual side of life. Yeah, and so thank you for sharing, you know, that particular part of your life with regards to your parents, your grandmother. Yes.
Yeah, she's always said to have God in your life and also a strong spiritual upbringing, especially to try and raise my children the same and also to remember who you are as a person, as an individual, as a Pacific woman, to remain strong and reach for the stars and strive to achieve in your chosen goals. So,
yes, thank you. I have known you, Joselina, and for a long time with our work in health. And I wish our listeners can actually see you. She's a very gentle and very polite, very humble person. She was even struggling to come into the studio. That's how shy she is. But she wanted to bring to you with regards to this Pacific Week, her role as general manager. And so she's very excited, and she's going to share with you about this particular week and what is actually involved. And she's covered quite a bit with the community events. One of the topics there is about healthy child. And so would you like to tell us more about this week that we'll be looking for, this first week of April? Right.
First 18th of March. So Waitemata District Health Board starts on 18th of March, which is next Monday, through to Friday. So 18th to the 22nd. On Monday we have an official opening, so we'll have Pacific, so Cook Island, Te Oro, then to Tongan Carver ceremony, and to a Samoan dance later on. So it's full of Pacific items, full of entertainment, great speakers, as well as activities and community events filled within that whole week. So we have sustainability as well, focusing on Moana people today, so that's our theme. We have the Trash In for Fashion show, so those that are wanting to compete, so it's a fashion show. Their registrations through myself once again, and Sene Fui Mo'ono. We could register through us too. And it's basically sustainable and sustainable items, and then they just come and show their frock, their flocks, mm-hmm. flock their frocks, I should say. So yes, that's the Trash In for Fashion show during lunchtime on Tuesday, the 19th of March, between 12 and 1 at Waitakere Hospital staff cafeteria in the courtyard. We then lead to mental health. So their focus is there is no health without mental health.
Right.
So they've got some great speakers there. Dr. Tina Holton, who will be our speaker there. Then on Wednesday, we've got Davui Youth Symposium, and their focus is Tala Moana. They're a youth group filled with community members as well as DHB staff. We have stalls on Wednesday lunchtime, where then we have Kapasa Nyavu. So we're also having Ministry of Pacific Peoples come through and speak. Then on Thursday we have Women's Symposium, so inspiring women to achieve. So we've got a great speaker for that, Matsafa Noa Hilda. And then we have the Men's Symposium, where Nick Toitasi will come and share changing the tide of Pacific parenting. So we'll focus on that. And then in the evening on Thursday, we have the community event, the Healthy Child at Onupoto, as well as Friday, Shared Vision community event. And their focus will be Unison of Oars. So we all paddle together in terms of being a healthier you, healthier mind, and healthier bodies. So that's on Friday morning. And then we lead to our closing by our chaplain on the Friday afternoon. So that's for Waitemata District Health Board program.
Mm. Would you like to... the theme is about Moana people today.
So like I said earlier, it's about sustainability, environment, and the people from our past, and them voyaging to other nations, especially Aotearoa, and coming here, and where our generation have grown up, where our generation have migrated here, and what we do in terms of looking after our land, looking after the places that we live, and looking after ourselves.
So. Ancestors of the Moana. Yeah. And also, you're representing all the Pacific Islands here. Would you like to bring some of those representatives from different island groups to talk and to share with their own language, if you'd like? Mm.
Okay, we could do that. Yeah? Yes.
Cook Islands, Niuean.
Cook Island, Niuean, Samoan, Tokelauan, Fijian. What else do we have there? Tongan. Did I say Tongan?
Yes. When's your next meeting? So, you know, you're more than welcome to actually bring your representatives.
So, we're finished for WDHB planning, so we're preparing for our event that starts next week. So ADHB will start meeting on the 25th of March to plan for the ADHB. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we could organise something for them to come through.
Yeah, that would be really good. Yes, to promote, you know, in their different languages, if you like, before that event eventuate. So we're actually coming close to the end of our time. And is there any particular take-home message you'd like to, apart from your event on that day, something that you would like to leave with your listeners, especially the young ones?
Just remember who you are, be strong in what you choose to do, and remember about our people, our ancestors, and always have God on your mind, and strive to do the best that you can be as a person.
Thank you, Jocelina. Jocelina is the project manager for the Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board's annual Pacific Week, as well as managing the administration of the Pacific Health Division. As we said before, she is also a busy mum and a massive support for the Niuean and Oceania tech team. And with regards to the busy life and the mum, and she is, her humility, respect, and getting stuck into business has shaped her as a highly credible executive assistant, and is hugely appreciated in our Pacific Health community. So, Jocelina, on behalf of Te Ama, we'd like to thank you for making your time available to be here and sharing and promoting the Pacific Week that is coming up. And our listeners, we're looking forward to that. And you're welcome to come back again Otherwise, bring your representatives. They can also come and share with their own different ethnicity groups and their own languages if you want.
Thank you.
But again, once again, we thank you so much for coming. And God bless you as you continue to serve Him through your community work, and especially with the Pacific Health Division in Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board. So to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening once again to Joselina Silimaka, Executive Assistant and Manager for the Pacific Health Division in Waitemata and Auckland District Health Board. Whakalofa lahi atu.
Whakawelahi.
Salamu alusu malifitu, wale fai upu mwomwa, wale fai upu esifuru malifa. Psalms 27, verse 1 and verse 14 says,
The Lord is my light and my salvation, shall I fear? The Lord, wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Who shall I fear,
Mm-hmm.